At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
So you want to tap into your home's equity in order to build wealth? Well, you've come to the right place because today we're deep diving the ultimate guide to leveraging your home equity. Heck, I've written a whole book on how to tap into your home equity in order to build wealth. Now, for many people, part of the American dream is owning your own home. Owning your own little piece of the world evokes a sense of pride for a lot of Americans. Now, I'm not here to debate whether this is right or wrong. That's a topic for another video. I certainly have my feelings about that. But the simple fact is, if you own a home and you haven't considered leveraging your equity, then you're overlooking an incredible tool for building wealth. Utilizing home equity is one of my favorite and really one of the most common strategies to obtain the funds for a down payment for a cash flowing asset. I know this topic is one that many of you have questions about. If you scroll through the questions and answer videos that I have here on the channel, you'll notice that many of the questions are about the best ways to utilize equity. That's why I wanted to create this video as an ultimate guide for you to gain a better understanding of what equity is, how to build it, how to access it, and much more. So if you're new here or you're new to real estate investing in general, you might be wondering, what exactly is equity? Well, let's dive into a simple definition. It's the market value of the property minus the amount of money that is owed on the mortgage. Now, there are a few key ways that you can build equity in any property, whether it's a primary residence, a rental property, or a vacation home. Number one, make a larger down payment at purchase when you buy the property. You can jumpstart your equity with a big down payment. Many purchasers put down, you know, that 20% or 25% to avoid having to pay any private mortgage insurance. However, putting down more than that, even 22%, will decrease the amount owed in interest and will speed things up quite a significant amount. Remember, there are two enemies when it comes to your mortgage: interest and time. So if you can dramatically decrease the amount of time that you're paying back a mortgage, you're killing one of the two big enemies right out of the gate. Number two, make extra monthly payments. Now, the money you put towards mortgage payments can help grow your property's equity. With that said, paying more than is required each month is going to enable you to shorten the life of your loan, saving you thousands of dollars in interest and boosting your overall equity. A few ideas for paying more than is required would be to simply pay extra towards your principal payment each month. Make a few extra payments per year or arrange it so that you make biweekly payments, which will automatically end up adding one extra payment annually to your overall structure. But one extra payment per year may not sound like a lot. However, depending upon the loan amount, it could result in paying off your loan 3 to 5 years earlier. Now, the faster you pay off your mortgage, the more interest you're avoiding paying, and the more you raise your equity. Now, as I've mentioned, I've written a whole book on this subject. It's called How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years. You can find it on Amazon, on Apple Books, anywhere. We'll have a link in the description below. In the book, we go through many more ways to help you tackle the overall primary mortgage and to pay it off much more quickly. So check out that book. Number three on my list, increase property value with upgrade improvement projects. That can add instant equity because it increases the value of the property. Now, not all renovations raise the worth of a rental property, but here are a list of a few that will. Kitchen and bathroom remodels. Okay, that's top of the list. An addition of an outdoor deck. I know it might not seem obvious, but adding additional outdoor space is a really great way to increase your overall house equity. Replacing the garage door. Now, that might seem like an odd one, but actually upgrading or making an additional aesthetic touch by adding a nice garage door. You've seen homes where they have that sort of barn door style garage look to them. They always look great, right? Not that expensive, and add a nice chunk to your home equity just by making that simple fix. Another great tip is to add energy efficient vinyl windows. It's a great way to add equity to your home, and also double whammy here because you're saving on your heating bill as well and your air conditioning bill. Another idea is to upgrade the vinyl siding. You know, outside aesthetics go a long way, and it can be very inexpensive to put a nice color vinyl siding on the property. And finally, adding usable square footage. I know that's a bigger haul because now you're maybe pouring a foundation and actually doing an addition to the house, but adding square footage to the property is a huge way of increasing the equity position in your home and increasing the value for your property. Number four on my list is to use a buy and hold appreciation strategy. You know, even if an investor decides not to take extra steps to grow their property's equity through, you know, new vinyl windows, new garage doors, et cetera, it should still rise through appreciation. You might have to wait a little bit longer, a few years, but that's okay. That's because real estate almost always naturally grows or appreciates in value over time. It's the ultimate hedge against inflation. And I always say you can't eat equity. But what exactly does that mean? It means that putting your equity to work can actually allow you far more benefits than just leaving it untapped, right? You bought a home, you're living in that home. Now you have equity in that home that a bank is willing to give you access to in the form of a home equity line of credit. You can use that equity and go out and purchase additional real estate. I mean, having available equity in your home is beneficial for a number of reasons, but here are just a few. Eligibility for low interest rates. You know, when you're borrowing against equity, banks are going to view this as a loan that is more secure since the lenders see it as low risk. The investor is typically going to be offered a lower interest rate, a benefit to you, a benefit to the bank, because they see this as a lower risk. Another thing is opportunity to add property value. Having equity built up provides you the opportunity to have access to funds to perform renovations, upgrades, and repairs on the property. I wouldn't necessarily want to use my home equity in order to do upgrades or repairs on my property. Again, I think using home equity to go out and acquire additional rental properties is the way to go. That way you're adding to your overall net worth and your portfolio, but hey, to each their own. But if you are doing upgrades and repairs using home equity, this in turn can raise the value of the home and add even more equity that you can tap into. Are you struggling to find the perfect Valentine's gift? Oh, I've got one for you. It's as easy as a kiss. Keep it simply soft. The new loungewear, pajamas, and underwear from Tommy John. I love their outfits. I love their loungewear. I love their underwear. Super comfortable. And when you and your favorite person are wearing Tommy John, you're that much more comfortable. So you can do everything better. That's why Tommy John doesn't just have customers. They have fanatics. 98% of men and women love Valentine's gifts from Tommy John. Tommy John loungewear makes you feel perfectly at ease every time you wear it. Soft tri-blend micro modal fabrics for four-way stretch. You'll feel the love all year long. I can't stand when I'm trying to sleep and I feel all constricted in some kind of loungewear. You don't want that. That's why I love Tommy John's stuff. With over 17 million pairs sold, Tommy John made couples across the country comfier than ever, and let them do the same for you and your Valentine. Plus, there's no risk. Every gift is backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. So you can get $20 off right now. $20 off your order of $100 or more right now at TommyJohn.com/investing. So go to TommyJohn.com/investing for $20 off. TommyJohn.com/investing. See site for details. Another reason this is valuable is that it provides funds for additional investments. Like we said, one of the biggest benefits of having equity is the fact that it provides the money to fund a down payment of an additional rental property. So if you have $60,000, $70,000 in additional home equity that you can use that in order to acquire two rental properties as down payment money. This approach is commonly used in what's called the Burr method, right? You're buying a property, you're renovating the property, you are refinancing the property, and then you are rinsing and repeating. So you're taking that equity out of a property that you are renovating and using that to acquire additional rental properties. Another great benefit is tax advantages. If you use your equity for renovations, the IRS will actually allow you a write-off. and write off a portion of the interest of that loan. Now, be sure to contact your CPA on this for specific advice on that topic. I am not a public accountant. I am not a CPA. I am not a lawyer. But make sure you follow the latest updates on the tax code, which would allow you to use some of that interest as a write-off because you're making improvements on your home. Well, now that we've covered the basics on what equity is and how to build it, let's specifically talk about how you can use your equity to reach your real estate goals. Option number one is the home equity loan. A home equity loan gives you access to one lump sum of money based on the amount of equity in your home. Usually it's up to 80% of your equity. This is a fairly traditional loan. The bank is going to look at the value of your home. It's going to write you a check. You're going to get a check right there from the bank. The loan terms are completely separate from your first mortgage that you still have on the property. They typically have a fixed interest rate, and the loan is paid back in monthly installments. Now, this is a good option for anyone who wants a traditional standard loan. My second option, though, is the one that I love. It's the home equity line of credit. Now, a home equity line of credit, or a HELOC, works a little bit differently because a HELOC is a revolving line of credit, meaning it works similarly to a credit card. It has a low introductory rate. It uses simple interest. The terms are similar to a home equity loan when it comes to the amount the lender makes available, which might be 80% of the equity in the home. Additionally, there's what's called a draw period where you access the funds when you need it. During this period, though, typically just payments of interest are made. Once the determined draw period is over, normally 5 to 10 years, it goes into full repayment with monthly payments made on the principal and interest. So the HELOC is a great option for an investor who wants to rinse and repeat. And I like the difference between these two, right? In the first option, you're getting a full check. So you might get a check for $100,000, right? Well, guess what? Now that loan starts right then, right? Now you got to pay back $100,000 right then. With a home equity line of credit, you start with a zero balance and you kind of use it as you need it. Maybe you want to make a down payment on a rental property for $40,000. Great. Well, now it's at a $40,000 balance after you've made that purchase, and you can work to whittle that back down to zero, and you can rinse and repeat. With option number one, there is no rinse and repeat. You get a check, and that's it. Number three is a little different. It's the cash out refinance. Now, a cash out refi is when an existing property loan is refinanced for more than the amount owed on the current mortgage. The equity in the property is what provides the extra money that is above and beyond what is owed. The original loan is then paid off. The difference between the original loan amount and the new loan is what the investor keeps. Now, cash out refinance is typically more attractive than obtaining a brand new loan. This is because traditional loans are harder to qualify for, and there are more rules and regulations that make the process, you know, much more difficult. So lenders prefer cash out refinances because the property has value built up, plus the bank knows the tenant will basically be paying the mortgage. So it's a less risky deal for the bank. Now, I won't go into which options are the best because they all serve their own unique purpose here and can be useful for different investors at different times. I did mention my favorite between option one and option two. However, they are all viable, and I've used all of these strategies. So if you're not sure which is right for you, I'd suggest sitting down with your banker to look at the different terms, the different interest rates, and make your decision there. But I want to remind you that my mantra is that you cannot eat equity. So even if you're not quite ready to invest in real estate, maybe you can consider building your equity now so that you have more options down the road later on. Right? Make that home improvement now, or do those additional things right now by making extra payments so you're increasing your equity position that you can leverage later on. Or perhaps you can use that equity to reach other financial goals, like paying down high interest debt on a credit card, or again, paying off your mortgage. Read my book, my full book on that topic, how to pay off your mortgage in 5 years. The link is in the description below. And if you have further questions about equity, I'm going to link you to my blog post for you to go even further into this entire process. We have an entire library of videos and resources, all free, and a frequently asked questions section and more. Again, all free for you to take advantage of. So we'll have a link below in the description for all of those things. But just go out there, take action, and increase that equity position in your home so you can leverage it later on. We'll see you next time, everyone.
The If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.